This is an Audio Holdings production.
Cat's Paw by Bill Pronzini. There are two places that are ordinary enough during the daylight hours, but that become downright eerie after dark, particularly if you go wandering around in them by yourself. One is a graveyard. The other is a public zoo. And that goes double for San Francisco's Fleischhacker Zoological Gardens on a blustery, wintry night when the fog comes swirling in and makes everything look like capering phantoms or two-dimensional cutouts. Fleischhacker Zoo was where I was on this foggy winter night, alone for the most part, and I wished I was somewhere else instead, anywhere else, as long as it had a heater or a log fire and offered something hot to drink. I was on my third tour of the grounds, headed past the sea lion tank to make another check of the aviary, when I paused to squint at the luminous dial of my watch. 11:45. Less than 3 hours down, and better than 6 left to go. I was already half frozen, even though I was wearing long johns, 2 sweaters, 2 pairs of socks, heavy gloves, a woolen cap, and a long fur-lined overcoat. The ocean was only 1,000 yards away, and the icy wind that blew in off of it sliced through you to the marrow. If I got through this job without contracting either frostbite or pneumonia, I would consider myself lucky. Somewhere in the fog, one of the animals made a sudden roaring noise. I couldn't tell what kind of animal or where the noise came from. The first time that sort of thing had happened 2 nights ago, I'd jumped a little. Now I was used to it, or as used to it as I would ever get. How guys like Detlinger and Hammond could work here night after night, month after month, was beyond my simple comprehension. I went ahead toward the aviary. The big wind-sculpted cypress trees that grew on my left made looming, swaying shadows like giant black dancers with rustling.